requirements, bro. All right.
Welcome back to another episode of Sugar Studios. I'm one of your hosts, Grant, joined by my other hosts, CJ and Cassius.
What's up?
Make sure you follow us on all platforms. Twitter is Studio Struggle, and our Instagram is Struggle Studio _. We have a YouTube channel, Struggle Studio, a YouTube gaming channel, Struggle Studio Gaming, a TikTok. Make sure you follow that. Give it, leave us a like. What else? Anything?
I think you got it wrong.
But without that, let's get into it.
2022, man.
Woo!
New year just came around, you know.
New year, same me? Question mark?
Yeah. New year, new host. I ain't gonna lie.
Damn. I'm running stuff, bro.
Steve's supposed to be back soon, but
if y'all know what it is, I feel like we got new niggas now.
We got new niggas, bro. But that one new nigga, bro. There's another nigga here named Steve. He used to be on a podcast, but he should be back soon.
The creator, basically. Yeah.
he brought this podcast together and vanished like Avatar, bro. But yeah, you know, new year, everybody likes to make resolutions that we don't keep, but let's not do resolutions, just do goals. So what goals, like, personally you guys want to do, and what goals, like, do you want to see the podcast do in 2022?
I guess I'll go ahead and start. You know, one of my goal for, like, a new year, mm-hmm. is to, like, better myself as a person. Like, see what I did wrong last mm-hmm. year and fix what fix it this year, you know?
Yeah, that's some self-improvement.
Yeah
self-improvement. And that's pretty much, like, personal stuff.
Yeah.
And for, like, YouTube and podcast, I say be more tuned with, like, YouTube and get, like, you know, get it more popping, you know?
Yeah.
Because, you know, last year, I didn't do too much last year with the YouTube, you know, mm-hmm. stuff like that.
Definitely.
So, yeah.
I kind of agree with you, CJ. I know personally, I think I say this every year, man, but I'm gonna get my money up, bro. Get money up a little bit, you know? I definitely want to start, like, getting more into, like, a career, like an actual career, you know? I want to start at least the process of that. And I guess for the podcast, I definitely want to, you know, try to freshen up podcast just a little bit, you know? Get it more, a little more structured.
Yeah, bring some more originality to it.
Yeah. And definitely just, you know, really just, I think kind of got the hang of it for the most part, but, like, really just fine-tune, you know, things that we need to improve on, you know? But yeah, I definitely appreciate everybody who's been watching, everybody who's been listening, stuff like that. Even just one person, we freaking treasure it, bro. So, yeah, appreciate everybody.
Sure. For me, personally, like, my real life shit.
Yeah,
I definitely think I need to do better. Like, I'm gonna do better this year with my money management. Mm-hmm. Like, stop waiting so long for shit, you know?
Yeah.
Stop procrastinating. But when it comes to our YouTube and, like, all the other shit, internet shit, I'm definitely start putting some more work in the podcast game, like, more clips, because I did one clip, and mm-hmm. it's already doing pretty good, and I don't feel like that one of them crazy clip. I feel like we had way better moments on the podcast than that one clip I put up.
And honestly, not to cut you off, but, like, our podcast is kind of like, I mean, I see other podcasts, but, like, podcasts like ours are kind of like in minority. Like, every time you see, like, a black podcast, it's like freaking who paying for dates, who doing this.
Oh, yeah. You know, like some rap pill booth shit.
Yeah, who paying the rent.
Some alpha male shit.
Yeah, like, I think we do something different. So, I definitely think that we're kind of like, we kind of stand out, you know?
Yeah.
More on the geeky side of things. We delve into that a little bit, but that's not our focus, you know? So, I think there's a niche for us.
Definitely for the niggas who love the game, man, I'm gonna try to be more consistent with the streaming.
Yeah.
Once I get back on my feet with building shit, you know.
Yeah.
Should be my ass right now. But y'all want to give the music?
Yes. Okay. So, 2021, excuse me, was the year of mid music, man.
I agree.
I mean, is
it, I feel like 2021 definition 2021 would be like, for music at least, it would be like, everything, looking at it, it looks good on paper.
Yeah.
Like, Drake, Kanye, Migos, J. Cole,
mm-hmm.
Baby Keem, fucking Lil Wayne.
If you're a hip-hop historian, it would look great. Like, what?
Nas,
bro?
Yeah.
This would be a great year. But, it was mid, bro. So, music predictions. Who do you guys want to see drop this year? Who you guys missing? Who you think should be dropping? Who you think is relevant this year?
All right. So wait, what's going first? What's going first?
It is, who, what do you want to see for this year, pretty much?
For this year, I would like a... I don't know. I don't really know what I want this year. Because I feel like last year gave us like almost everything. Yeah. Like a Drake album, I feel like that'd be too soon.
I don't think so. I think Drake did redeem himself. I still say that. I still say Still B was not his best work.
I don't think so either, but I don't think it was that bad either. Mm-hmm. For him to drop an album this soon. Mm-hmm. So maybe a collab pick would be cool, you know? Mm-hmm. And maybe like him and Future.
Yeah.
What album called? What Time to Be Alive?
Yeah, they've been talking about for years. Happened up for years.
So I'd love that to come out, cause like a full Drake project, I feel like he like downs up too much. Like come on, you Drake at this point, you know. What about y'all? When it comes to like albums,
I ain't gonna lie. I need a new Post Malone album, bro. I need a new Post.
Man. I feel like Post Malone is getting like weaker and weaker to me.
He's going more towards like the rock starry style, you know.
Yeah.
But like I've listened to like some of his old stuff. I'm like, damn man, he's like. I mean, he's still like he don't make bad music in my opinion.
Yeah, but I'm saying like I like his last album was Hollywood.
Yeah, I think so.
Hollywood's Bleeding or something. Like
the Beers and Bentleys. No, that was the
no, but that was fire. Beers and Bentleys was fire. I just feel like that album didn't hit that hard to me. Like he had big, he had crazy names in there.
Yeah,
it has good songs like Goodbye. That song Travis Scott. What's it called? Take What You Want or Take You Want From Me. Whatever.
It was. That's true. Who are all my friends? Is that Post Malone's?
That's Post Malone's type of song.
Mm.
I just feel like, and then Post Malone dropped a song this year, or not this year, last year.
The Weeknd,
huh?
The one with The Weeknd.
Oh no, not that one. That one kind of fell off to me. Yeah. Like it was a miss. Yeah. On paper that looked like a hit. Like I'm saying, like mm-hmm. Post Malone Weeknd looked like a hit.
Mm-hmm.
But no, he had a song called like Monthly or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like Cole Bennett directed it, all that shit. But like I feel like it just missed. Like, and that's kind of like. Like, well, not to, like, probably, like, mainstream it didn't miss, but, like, at least for our audience.
Yeah.
It didn't hit off, like, some freaking White Iverson and shit like that. Yeah. So.
For me, R&B was kind of dead this year. I mean, it started off kind of strong in the beginning, but it's, like, the R&B that I listened to, it didn't really, like, nothing really came out that really impressed me. So, I'm definitely want some more R&B. I think it's a great year. I mean, I think last year was a great year, but I think it's a great time for R&B, you know?
Yeah.
Not
I didn't feel like Giveon dropping this year.
Yeah. I just don't want to... I'm not a huge fan of, like, the freaking, like, Chris Brown-y R&B. I like the, you know...
What about Summer Walker and shit?
I like Summer Walker. I like Giveon.
You like her project?
Not the second one, no. It felt like...
The one that just came out?
Yeah, no. It felt like a diss to me, I ain't gonna lie.
To you?
Not to me, but just to me.
Yeah, you're deadbeat. I thought it was pretty good.
I don't like it. Maybe I get another listen. Cause I only listen to like one time in the car. Yeah, I want more R&B, definitely.
So what about you? What about you? Mm. So well, one of your resolutions would be if we can get more in tune to music.
Well, I don't got really a lot to say, but you know, I just maybe listen to more, maybe get some more from Juice WRLD, probably some of them early songs, some non-sad songs, mm-hmm. You know. And
they already confirmed that his out, bro. I watched the documentary,
mm-hmm.
Bro. That should have pissed me off, bro, because he literally had a whole album like already ready to go, and he dropped this.
It has some bangers on there. Yeah, already bangers.
I thought I remember when Juice WRLD first passed away. Okay,
mm-hmm.
Everyone's like drop outright Outsiders. Okay, I think it's called Outsiders.
Okay,
and. I thought that was like a fan, like how fans make their own names, shit, yeah. like when leaks come out, they'll name it themselves before yeah. that, like it's official announced or whatever.
Yeah, I never forget Pikachu.
Yeah, like stuff like that. But Juice WRLD had a whole project like ready to go,
mm-hmm.
like before he passed away, and they dropped him this stuff. You know, I don't understand that. Like if he had it ready to go, like drop it the way that's him right there.
Honestly,
you know?
The album sounded like it was supposed to like promo for a documentary. Like it was.
Yeah.
That's what kind of seemed
like. Oh, I ain't gonna lie, but once I watched the documentary and went back to the album, I did appreciate it a little more.
Yeah, they
go hand in hand. Yeah, they go hand in hand.
Hand in hand.
But yeah, they definitely acknowledged that it was like this was meant to be like that feeling. Like it was meant to be sad. Mm-hmm. The next album dropping is like The Party Never Ends, and that's gonna be more like upbeat.
Okay.
So that definitely more lit.
Definitely. See, the good news for you, boy. Breaking. I think like an hour.
Wait. Not down on the music positions.
Yeah. Okay.
Do you have any artists you want to break out, or like any like niggas you think is gonna be popping like crazy, like take over 2022?
I don't know. I'm not, not that I can think of. I'm not really in tune with anybody who's newer right now. You have any ideas? Because I don't know.
Me personally, bro, 2022. Mark my words, bro. It's gonna be Yeats year, bro. I'm sorry.
Bro, I've ever been saying that all over.
It's gonna be Yeats year, bro.
I have never heard a single song by Yeats, bro. I see it all over, bro.
This song is already turned by his bell.
I seen a picture of him standing next to Drake, and it said, "Yeats, and that's his biggest fan." I was like, "What the hell?"
I'm telling you, bro. Yeats is taking off 2022, bro.
I need to check him out because everybody said, I don't know if it's a meme or they trolling, bro. But I need to see.
Like he give you that like. That not he don't sound like Bacardi, but he give you that like vibe, you know, like the energy he brings, you know.
Is it all freaking Mr. Rage sounding music?
Like, no, not Mr. Rage, but it's not like
not lyrical, but bro, like,
he has some good ass fucking like bars, you know.
Yeah, no, not that. I don't care about the bars, but I don't, that the whole way.
It's not
the
it's
beat,
not,
the production, no, production. No, yeah.
It's some shit Drake hop on. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm checking him out. I keep seeing, like, he's saying, like, bro, is this a meme, bro, or what? But I'm going to check him out.
Right, he has a funny-ass bars.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll try to check him out, too.
All right, CJ. Yeah. All right. As I was saying, CJ, I don't know if you woke up out of your sleep, CJ, out of your nap, and he's like, it's coming back. I think it's Stephen Victor. Somebody close to Kanye confirmed that Kanye's already working on Donda 2, man. You think it's too soon, or...
What does that mean, like, Donda 2? Like, another project? Like, just another album?
No, Donda 2.
Like, just part 2?
Yeah, like...
Like an extension? Like
a deluxe?
Like
no.
Like DLC?
Like, Donda... Like, another album called Donda 2.
It's just, like, another
album? So, like, another album.
Yeah, a whole another album, but it's still, like... I guess Donda themed? I don't know.
Like, what is Donda themed?
I don't know. Like, it's the same, like, space... He probably saying he's making
it's
a sequel.
It's gonna be White Square.
Yeah. A sequel to Donda. You think it's too soon, or you think it's a good time to start working now?
I mean, yeah, he's working now. Like, isn't everyone working now? But like, is it like it dropping next year? I don't think that.
Yeah, I don't. I feel like some things. I don't know how Kanye works. Kanye could be like a freaking musical genius. But I feel like you need like time to like buffer and like to like get a different mindset. You know, because other than that, you can keep making like similar sounding songs. You know,
but I don't take that with Kanye though, because Kanye. Like, got so many stories and so many shit you can tell.
Yeah.
Compared to like a Future or a Young Thug or something like that. Like, I definitely think he can drop a good album back to back within a year.
Okay, CJ. So, any song of Donda 1, you can get a part 2 or part 3, whatever, CJ. What you want in there, bro? What you want to. Yeah, pick a song of Donda. You want Donda 2. You want another part to it, bro. Give me a song.
I don't have to say. Probably go for Moon
Part 2?
Moon Part 2.
See, I need the sequel, bro.
Don't they already got Moon Part 2?
What, Sunrise? What's Moon Part 2?
It's literally Moon Part 2, ain't
no, it? No, ain't no Moon Part 2.
Well, Kid Cudi? No, not Kid Cudi, but, I thought he dropped in Deluxe, yeah, Moon Part 2.
Nah.
I don't think he did.
Uh-uh.
Oh,
I wish.
It's on One Version of Moon?
Yeah, on One Version of Moon, man.
I thought it was two versions.
I need a full moon, whatever you want to call it. But, yeah. Maybe it's not too soon, but for me, I feel like it's way too early to start working on, like, Undone. Especially if it's, like, gonna have, like, a similar theme as the first Donda. I think he needs to take a little break, but, hey, I'm not a freaking rapper. Or even call Kanye a rapper anymore. What do you call him? I'm not what he is, a composer, a producer.
Artist.
Yeah. But, yeah,
I don't give a fuck about Donda 2, I can't lie.
Dang, you not for Donda 2?
No, I told you, bro.
What Drake on that?
Hmm?
Can Drake hop on this one?
Oh, yeah, it would be cool if Drake hopped in it, but... I'm not doing this shit again, bro. Again, coming out this Friday. So you wasn't there when Donda first got announced, Jay?
Oh, yeah.
It was like, it's coming out this Friday. Then coming out this Friday. Oh, it's coming out next week. Then coming out this week, Jay. Oh, it's coming out this month. Not dropping next month. Bro, he did shit so many times. Like, bro, I'm done with it.
Yeah. All right. So before we get into our, we're pretty much getting into our comic book shit. But, I got a short question, bro. We just saw Spider-Man. We bring Spider-Man every single fucking podcast. Okay, when movies come out, bro. When
you read the movie of the year?
Definitely movie of the year, bro. It might be my favorite movie. I ain't gonna lie. It might be my favorite movie.
Of all time?
All time.
Yeah, I think so. It might be my favorite movie.
Nigga, you
watch it. I gotta watch it again.
It's definitely better than fucking Infinity War Endgame.
I might enjoy it more than. I might enjoy it more than both of them. I might have enjoyed it more.
Not me.
Okay. So, when a movie comes out, bro, what criteria does a movie have to meet for you to go to theaters? Easy.
Okay, if I was anticipating it,
yeah,
and it's not coming to HBO Max.
Damn.
Dang.
That's simple.
Wait, King Kong came HBO Max? King Kong came HBO Max? I mean, Kong vs. Godzilla?
Well, that's different. Like, that's one of the experiences that, like, or when the first time I watched King Kong, first time I watched Godzilla, I watched it in theaters, and it was, like, theater shaking, because, like, the freaking sound effects, yeah. You can't get at home, you know, like, that's a monster movie. So, like, I want that experience. But, it, like, if Spider-Man came out for, I'm lying. Yeah. I don't know. It's like, it depends, like, how hype I am for it, you know?
Yeah.
Like, is it worth $60 for freaking popcorn and all that shit to watch it? Mm-hmm. Or was it like, I'd rather just have the same experience watching at home, you know?
Mm-hmm. Does it have to be a superhero movie?
Definitely. I mean, like, no. It doesn't.
Okay. I think for me,
like if a freaking Naruto movie drop came out, I would go watch it. In theaters.
I don't know, man. I don't know if I'm just a freaking superficial fan, like a fake fan or a shallow fan, bro. I feel like if I don't know, like, some of the backstory to, like, the movie, like, if I don't know some of the characters in it, it's hard for me to even, like, want to go see it. I don't know why that is. It's like...
What you mean? Like a brand new IP?
Yeah, if it's, like, brand new. Even the game, like, even the movie look amazing. It's hard for me to be like, I'll probably wait to come to read about something like that. I don't know why. It has to be something that, like, I care about. Like I already know.
Wait, you watch Game Man?
No, I haven't watched it. Oh. Yeah, like, I want to watch it, but, like, I don't know what... It's, like, I need the extra push to freaking, like, make me go to freaking the theaters. I don't know why that is.
Wait, is it, like, money, or is it, like... Is it, like...
Is
the money play a part?
Money plays a part, but it's also, like... I don't know, I'm just not interested in the character. Like, it's, like, it seems like I have to be interested, or I have to know some kind of backstory about the character for me to want to... Go see it.
Like, y'all can be a fan of it.
Yeah. I don't have to be a fan. I just kind of at least know who it is. Like, they made a movie about freaking, I don't know, some Assassin's Creed character. I might go see it because I know Assassin's Creed, you know?
Yeah, so you gotta be a fan of him.
Yeah.
So, what about you?
I say, you know, I'm not too adept from, you know, going into new stuff, you know?
Yeah.
So, I say, obviously, if you know, I like the character. I probably want to watch the movie, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, get me to go to theaters. But if the movie looked good, like, overall, you know, movie looked like at least like a 9 out of 10.
Yeah.
I'll probably, you know, give it a little watch.
Yeah.
I'll probably try and watch it.
And for me, like if I know, like, who the director is or something like that, or actor that I like, you know.
Yeah.
And like, if I know the vibe is going for, like with Candyman, I know, like, the same person who helped me Get Out kind of helped me that, you know. So, like, okay. It's probably the same experience. And I like Get Out. We got to get out in the theaters, didn't we?
Yeah.
So I was like, yeah, I watched Get Out in the theaters. So I'm like, okay, this would probably be good too in the theaters. So that's why I went to watch Candyman.
Yeah. He got me with Get Out, and I got the what's that movie? Second movie.
Us.
Yeah. I kind of mad at Us, I ain't gonna lie.
I feel like Us, it'd be like a movie you enjoy watching it a second time, you know?
Maybe, yeah. Mm. All right. So we got a new year, new game, bro. The game called, I call it Hot or Flop, bro. The name's kind of like Hot or Flop kind of describes it, but like I'm going on a list of like stuff that's coming out. We're gonna do comic movies / shows, and if you think it's hot, which means you will go see it or you gonna watch it, you gotta say why you think it's flop. Tell me why it's gonna flop, or why you think you're not gonna watch it, or why you think.
Are we doing movies?
I'm doing movies, shows, and then later on we do games.
Okay, cool.
All right. Well, right now it's strictly on comic book movies coming in 2022. Actually, I'm gonna start with shows. I'm gonna pick that shit up.
All right.
And, I don't know many, other comic book shows coming to,
just Disney Plus.
Yeah, just Disney Plus. That's all I got for, comic book shows. All right. Well, first up, Hot Flop, man. She-Hulk.
Flop.
It depends. What's the way they're going for it? Like, is it gonna be...
No fence sitting.
Huh?
No fence sitting.
Like, it don't, but it does depend. Like, is it gonna be like a comedy show?
It says comedy. It says it's supposed to be comedy. But I take it with a grain of salt because all the Marvel shows have comedy on it.
And is it like? I probably watch it. Yeah, cause I like Hulk, and hopefully they redeem him.
Okay.
Even the fuck Mark Ruffalo.
I heard he's supposed to turn into a villain soon, but I don't know.
I don't see that. You can do that with me.
ICJ, Hot Flop, She-Hulk.
And Meg gonna be in there?
Yeah, as Meg.
I might just have to say flop.
Why, man?
Because, you know, this might just be like a DC thing, but usually when... Now, don't quote me on this, all right, bro?
Don't say nothing crazy.
Don't come after me, all right? But when they, like, have a female... Don't...
That's it. Don't say anything crazy.
Do... If... Okay. When they have, like, a female lead, all right, bro? Mm-hmm. They're gonna have, like, make it, like...
CJ, you watch WandaVision.
Hmm? WandaVision is good, all right? WandaVision is good.
All right, so we talking about? Come on.
But... I hope it's not that, all right? You know what I'm talking about, all right?
No, I don't. What do you mean?
elaborate your cancellation. elaborate your cancellation.
Don't put us in with you.
Hey, man, hey. I support WandaVision. I love that show, bro. I could watch with just Wanda.
What do you mean? You mean, like, they can, like, sexualize it?
No, not like that.
Or maybe lovey-dovey? Lovey-dovey, romantic?
Yeah, maybe, like, something like that. Like, lovey-dovey, you know?
I get what you mean by that. They tend to make, like, when there's, like, a female-led show or, like, they're one of the, like, lead characters, they do try to make it seem kind of romantic for sometimes. Captain Marvel didn't do that. Yeah. But I can see. I don't see it being that, to be honest, though. But I see where you come from. So you sound flop because you hate women.
All right. Oh, whoa! I say all that now.
I'm going to say hot, bro. I ain't going to lie. And this might be my same reason for all the shows, man. Disney Plus hasn't let me down yet, man. They haven't let me down yet.
They haven't let me down. What the fuck? Hawkeye was ass.
Hawkeye was not ass. It was ass. Hawkeye was...
It went downhill. Like, it didn't get better from first episodes.
You think first episode was the best episode? And it kept going down?
Yeah. Like, it kept getting worse and worse and worse and worse.
I don't know, man. It didn't
redeem itself one time.
I think it kind of fell off towards the end. It was like a roller coaster, bro. Word to Roddy, bro.
I don't think so at all. I think the worst show now. Not thinking about it.
Damn, bro.
I'm sitting in my stomach. The disrespect that they get Kingpin is like really pissed me off, bro. I sit and think about it like every few days, bro. Pissed me off, bro, how they did Kingpin.
Bro, he come back.
I know he come back. He fucking built different.
Different writer. All right. So we got one flop, two hots, bro. All right. Moon Knight.
Watch. Watching the fuck out of that. Nigga, he's just fucking Batman for Marvel.
Yeah, you know Moon Knight is?
Yes, I've seen, like, the RDC.
He might be the reason that they made that, bro. I ain't gonna lie.
Nigga, they the reason that they made all them shows.
Yeah. I did not come here to be disrespected.
Yeah, I'll probably get a watch.
I think I'm gonna be anonymous. Unanimous.
Oh, yeah.
Hot, bro. Why is it?
Yeah.
Why?
It's because I'm, like, interested in this character.
Me too. You know? Yeah, and he's never been, to, like, brought into, like, the real life form, yeah. The live action form, so I'm interested how they do that.
Yeah, I like heroes that just throw hands, bro. I don't know why, bro. It's cool, you can shoot blasts out your hands, bro, but we just throw hands, bro. You can't be that, bro. You can't be that. All right. Miss Marvel?
Kamala?
Like, Kamala. Yeah. Oh, fuck no. No.
Dang, why, Grant?
She was awful in the Avengers game.
But it doesn't seem cool.
It's gonna take like a good cameo for me to watch that.
I think maybe Captain Marvel. No, she that movie together.
No! We're gonna forget that Captain Marvel let Iron Man die. I'd also made a snap. Captain Marvel could do that shit.
She probably could do that.
And got up just fine.
Hey, man.
Fuck no. Fuck no.
I ain't gonna lie, bro. I have to give it another thumbs down, bro. Flop, bro. Flop.
So you say your opinion?
I'll probably give it a flop.
Why? Y'all ain't saying why. Come on.
I'm telling you why.
Not the same reason, though.
I'm telling you why, bro. From what I heard, bro, she's supposed to, like...
Is it grown up or is it kid?
She's like a teenager, I guess. They changed her powers from what I heard. She don't stretch and shit. She meant like...
Yeah, you said like holograph.
Yeah, like holograph projections. I seen like some behind the scenes like photos of her like and taking grain size behind the scenes, but her outfit look goofy, bro. I ain't gonna lie, it look like a Power Ranger outfit, bro. I'm not gonna lie. And like
wait, are we doing like hit or miss or like are we doing like it's gonna be good or is it, are we not watching it like?
Cause
I feel like we're gonna watch all of these.
Yeah.
Hit or miss, bro. Hit or miss.
Okay.
Okay.
I don't know, bro. I'm hoping, I'm not too familiar with her character, but I hope she's not gonna be fangirly. I think they're gonna still go that route of like fangirly. I think she'd be kind of like a fangirl for Captain Marvel.
I think it actually will do better than the game. But yeah, I still don't say that it's not gonna bring me in. Unless I hear some crazy shit about it.
Yeah. So you're not watching day one?
No. That's 12 a.m. Hell no. I better watch Hawkeye day one.
I didn't watch. I kind of like snuck in Hawkeye. I was like, oh shit, Hawkeye drop.
Yeah, I seen it on Roku. Like Roku gives you like ads on the side. I'm like, oh yeah, Hawkeye.
Yeah, PS5 got whole commercials, bro.
Yeah, that's basically what it be.
I'm like, damn.
Like a billboard type shit.
Yeah, I watch it. Damn. All right. Let's see. The last one is Secret Invasion. You know what that is?
No. Isn't it like the Avengers shit kind of?
No, that's Secret Wars. I think that's like the next Avengers movie, but Secret Invasion is like when the Skrulls are like replacing like different heroes, different people around the Marvel Universe. It's supposed to be kind of like a comedy, but wow. It's Nick Fury's the main character. Mm-hmm. They can shapeshift. Like
they got their powers.
Wait, is this live action?
Yes. Okay. I don't know if they have their powers. I think some of them do, but not really. I think more like they just stand in for them, and you hold on. You think? Cause I think Far From Home. I think Nick Fury the whole time was a Skrull. The whole movie.
Who said that?
I think I appreciate the end credits and he transformed out of Nick Fury to a Skrull.
Huh? Oh.
And on spoiler alert again, on No Way Home, they said Nick Fury was on the fucking moon.
Didn't say that in Far From Home, he was like in space or something like that.
I literally just said that.
No, you said Far From Home. I was like, I was confused.
No.
Anyways.
On Far From Home, he was on the movie, but at the end...
Oh yeah, you're
right. No, I'm not watching day one. It sounds boring to me. I can't lie.
I'm not hyped for it, bro.
I'm not even understanding.
I gotta see the trailer. Like, bro, I'm just looking at Piccolo's.
Well, I think Nick Fury's trying to figure out who's real and who's not real.
Like, why? What is it? What is this game for me?
Playing Among Us, bro.
I'm saying, what I gain from this?
I don't know.
We gonna arrest him?
I don't know. I don't know. I'm sure the trailer hasn't come out. It's very minimal detail, but I think in the comic books, they're replacing heroes and shit.
What does that mean, replacing heroes?
They're replacing, like, Iron Man.
Wait.
How? They don't have powers.
Are they taking
okay, Iron Man.
Yeah, kidnap the nigga, put him in a pot, and replace him.
So, like...
How do you get his powers?
So, like, Suicide Squad?
I think the technology to copy it. Like, they can fly, they'll freaking fly around and shoot, like, fake shit out of their hands. Like, Mysterio type beat.
Nah, I ain't for that. I ain't gonna lie. I don't see no. I'm gonna give it a miss.
I'm gonna get a hot, bro.
Ain't gonna be better than Loki.
I'm gonna have to give it a miss too.
Damn, bro. Yeah, my words, bro. Be one top notch, bro. Right.
You think any of these TV shows gonna hit harder than the ending of Loki?
I think She-Hulk ending might.
What the fuck?
I think She-Hulk ending.
Yeah, we hot got shit.
I'm thinking Hulk is gonna have redemption, bro. I think
Hulk will never come back, bro.
I think Hulk will have redemption, bro.
There's no way. It don't make no sense.
All right. Moving on from shows. Hot or flop. Comic movies, all right? And if I miss some, let me know, because this list seems kind of short, but it's just for this year.
Well, I do a TV show, though. Are you doing TV shows? Or?
No, what's TV show?
The Last of Us.
Oof. That's not a comic book. But, definitely hot, bro. Definitely watching that, bro. Day one.
I'm saying you think it'll be a hit or miss?
Hit, bro. HBO don't miss.
Today? You beat the first Last of Us. That's basically going to be based on.
That's the first Last of Us?
You beat the first Last of Us.
Yeah.
So I'm saying that's what it's basically going to be based around, I'm guessing. You think it's going to do a good adaptation? Or you mean you think like some Avatar shit? Some Death Note Netflix shit.
Is that coming this year?
It should.
I actually do think it's coming this year.
They've been teasing that for a while.
Yeah.
It'd be crazy if you got another year.
But, I think it'll be a hit. Yeah.
Hit?
Yeah, hit.
I think
I'm going to miss.
No way, bro.
I'm just saying, bro. You put my faith in it.
I'm withdrawing some hype already. Mm-hmm. But, like, I still think, like, majority of my hype is still there.
I do mean, I think it's going to be a hit. If you never watch the show, if you never play the game. Mm-hmm. If you never play the game, it's going to be a hit. If you play the game, it's going to be a miss.
You think so?
Yeah.
You think so? Because the adaptations are up here. Like, again, it's my hand on the fucking screen. They're high, bro.
Yeah.
I have not seen a good video game live action adaptation.
True, true.
How about Sonic, see?
I never watched Sonic, so I can't. You're not using it. Can't really say anything about that. Anyways,
all right. Here we go. Comic book movies, bro. If I missed any, let me know, because this list seems kind of short. All right, let's start off.
I got a movie to enter, so let me know. I got a movie too to add in.
Okay. Doctor Strange, Multiverse Madness, hot flop, man.
This is gonna be a flop, but it has some important shit in it.
I actually think the same thing too. I think it's gonna be like, because coming out Spider-Man, bro. Pause. That's gonna be freaking. That's hard, bro.
I never bought Doctor Strange 1, but the way that Doctor Strange fights, I don't see it being that cool if it's two of them fight each other.
His fights make it hurt. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah, it can be a lot of portals. Like, who's portals who? Like,
yeah.
Who punches what?
Like, very, very flashy shit.
Yeah.
I look at this about to be a flop. Because, is this... I think we talked about this, like, last podcast. But isn't this about to be, like, What If Part 2? Like...
Kind of.
Evil Doctor Strange fights Doctor Strange?
Like, kind
of. Yeah, it had a lot of room for, like, crazy shit to happen. Yeah. So, like... Yeah.
I think this is more like a transitional movie,
like fight scenes wise, I think be a miss. Mm-hmm. Plot wise, might be decent, but shit that's gonna happen is gonna shake the MCU up.
Yeah, you know, like certain movies kind of like transition to like another phase of like the Marvel Cinematic Universe, like how Thor 2 kind of like kicked off what the whole thing meant, like the Infinity War, but how Thor 2 kind of kicked off the Infinity War Endgame, or how like Civil War kind of kicked off, like, you know, it is. It's moving next phase. I think that's what this is. This is like a another like door opening.
Yeah.
So, to me, I agree. I think it'll be flop, but it's gonna have good points. Good elements in it that's important. Alright. We got Thor 4, Thor, Love and Thunder.
That's what Guardians did, isn't it?
I don't think it's gonna be that much, to be honest.
They're not?
No.
Wait, so what's it about?
I know Jane Foster, Thor is gonna be on there. His girlfriend has powers now. She's Thor.
Both of them be Thor?
Yeah, both of them be Thor.
Oh, so he's not going away?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, cool.
Not I know they might kill a nigga, bro.
I thought it'd be like he dying and she get the hammer. I see it being hit.
Yeah,
because they did good on Ragnarok.
Yeah, I think my heart. I ain't gonna lie.
So I feel like they know they bag kind of like Guardian Galaxy, but Thor.
Yeah. You think Loki can be in there?
No.
Isn't Loki like in another timeline?
Yeah. There's been like, you know, internet sleuths, bro. Mm-hmm. Somebody saw somebody screen capped like the trailer for Doctor Strange. Mm-hmm. And you seen like WandaVision doing a weird finger thing. Behind her, it like a TVA door had popped up behind her. Mm. So, I don't know. Take that what you will.
It could probably be like a hit.
You said hot?
Yeah, hot.
All right. Let's do hot, bro. All right. Black Panther 2, Wakanda Forever.
Miss.
Damn.
Probably a miss, yeah.
Miss. Ah! No. It's gonna be a hit.
Hit?
Yep.
I think I'm hit too, I ain't gonna lie.
Oh, wait a minute, who's the villain? Kraven or some shit?
They haven't told us who the villain is. I'm thinking it's gonna be what's his face? Namor. He's like
Aquaman?
Yeah, he's like Aquaman. But I'm not sure. There's not many details that came out yet.
It been the villain is.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's gonna hit like the same like the first one, bro.
Mm-hmm. So you saying flop, CJ?
Yeah.
You saying flop, CJ?
I'm not saying that because.
Give me your black card.
I'm sorry. I'm not saying that because it's Black Panther 2, alright?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying that the legacy of the first one is probably not gonna be as good.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Okay,
yeah.
Alright. Morbius.
Oh,
Morbius. Oh, Morbius would be a fucking miss.
Miss?
Yeah. I don't even know who this man is.
I don't fuck Jared Leto at all.
Come on, vampire nigga, bro.
He's the Batman. Literally. nope. I feel like they do the same thing they did Venom.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, because he's making jokes already on trailers.
I think flop, 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 flop.
But, like, I heard niggas want the Andrew Garfield nigga to be in there. Spider-Man to be in there.
I mean, Spider-Man plays a part somehow. I don't know if he's actually in the movie, but he's in the trailer. Like a picture of him, but it's Toby Spider-Man in the trailer.
Right, but I think they might have to throw you off some shit like that, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, if Andrew Garfield Spider-Man is in that movie, then I'll watch it. Mm-hmm. Day one.
Okay. I think the flop, I think Venom at least had like the character to carry the movie.
Like, yeah, like, you know Venom is.
Nobody knows who his nigga is, bro. Flop.
I think it would be better than Venom, though.
Yeah.
Venom, too.
Maybe, yeah, maybe be better than Venom, but it won't be better than Venom. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Because, like, yeah, who the fuck is Morbius, bro?
Yeah, probably. Yeah, flop.
All right. You already know what this gonna hit. I don't know why I'm asking, bro. Yeah. Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse, bro.
Hit, bro. What you mean?
I think that's a Google say shit.
Oh, yeah. That's gonna hit. I didn't watch the trailer because, like,
you watch the trailer?
No, cause, bro. I told you, the movie is not that long to watch trailers, bro. I'm sorry.
I ain't get
No Way Home again.
Hit, bro. Hit after hit. After
I'm going that shit blind as fuck.
Hit, man.
Yeah, definitely hit.
I don't know. I seen like one gif of fucking Spider-Man 2020 55. Oh yeah, he's been on that.
Yeah, like throwing his ass.
Getting nigga the beats.
Yes.
I don't know why they got beef, but
I don't know. I'm ready, bro. And the first one was amazing. Shit, my head hurt. I ain't gonna lie. That's the only thing that did. The animation my head hurt. But story wise, it's fire, bro.
And it did Kingpin right.
Kingpin killing niggas. Alright, so you said hit, right?
Yeah, hit.
Alright. 100%. Alright. I think another hit, I ain't gonna lie. Batman, bro. They can be a hit, bro.
I don't know. It got me personally. I want to be a hit so bad, but I don't know, bro. It's like a lot they gotta do, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot they gotta do, man.
Like what?
Like for him to outshine Christian Bale,
mm-hmm.
And to get that dirt off his name. What's the name? Ben Affleck.
What? You don't like the benefit of Batman?
Nigga killed someone within 5 minutes. No, nigga, not my Batman, bro.
Like you said, but you said the Batman like he might do a line of coke before you go out.
Oh, yeah, he do like, bro, beginning of the movie, freaking snorting a line of coke. Oh, get away from me. Mr. Wayne, please stop. It's not good for you.
Give him my coke, Alfred. Oh, why do I, sir?
But yeah, I don't know. Like, to me, the villains aren't they aren't my favorite villains.
Mm-hmm.
So you already got that. You know me, I'm a Joker nigga, bro. Right? Like I got Joker every single movie, bro. I don't give a fuck.
But you can't throw Joker out in the first movie.
Bro. I know, I know. But yeah, but like the Riddler, Riddler not menacing that much to me. Because like if you get one-on-one, you can get his ass beat, you know.
Dang, what about this?
And then you got the Penguin. Penguin's like kind of like a side nigga too. Mm-hmm. Like I already had like some Dr. Frost shit, you know.
Dr. Freeze.
Yeah, you did. Mr. Freeze. Yeah, Mr. Freeze. Yeah. But I think it's going to be good. I just got to lower my expectations so I enjoy it even more, you know. Mm-hmm. But if I elevate to some unreasonable standard, it's going to not be that good.
See it in theaters or no?
Hell yeah.
See it in theaters.
That's it coming around my birthday too, I think.
Yeah, I think so. CJ?
I'm not too into too much DC stuff, but I don't think it's going to be a hit.
Me too, bro. I mean, you can't really miss a Batman, you know?
You can. You've seen it.
Yeah, give him a buddy movie, then yeah. All right.
Give nipples.
Black Adam, bro.
Miss,
hot or flop?
Miss. Flop.
And I got one reason, bro. The eyebrow, bro. The eyebrow raise is going on. It's over with. When eyebrow raise, I'm walking out, bro. Walking out.
Nigga already on Fortnite, bro. He can't do both.
Yes, bro.
I'll be flop.
I think it's...
Who's he fighting?
I think old niggas. Like old Justice League niggas.
Justice League?
Like old... Like the old like timing Justice League, like
what you mean?
The Justice Society, like
what is that?
Hawkgirl, you know.
Oh, Hawkgirl right there?
I think so. Just the older people. I don't know how all of them are. I think the older like heroes, you can fight them. I think.
I don't think so.
Guys. Fighting size is helping.
I feel like you can fight some old guys.
I'm just
God War shit.
I'm scared about this movie because not so much too much about Rock. I know it's funny because he's fucking eyebrow, but. His villain supposed to be Shazam, and I don't think Shazam is like it. Somebody gotta move, bro. Somebody gotta meet each other. Like his shit seemed freaking like
dark as fuck,
dark as hell, and then down here is fucking Shazam.
Like Sonic movie.
Yeah, somebody gotta freaking break, bro. So either Shazam gets serious for some reason, or The Rock can get goofy, and it's hard for me to freaking.
You're a kid. What do I say about that? Damn. I don't know. I don't like movies when directors are the actors. Cause I feel like you do this
to invest it.
Yeah.
Like, you're not surrounded by yes men. You are the yes man.
Yeah. Like I heard that he's saying that he's making Black Adam the strongest person in the DCU.
Yeah. When he meets Superman, the power of the hierarchy of power is going to change.
So I'm like, from what I know, Superman will fold that nigga like an omelet, bro.
Superman's vulnerable magic.
Oh, yeah, you're right, you're right. He's looking for it.
But yeah, I don't know. It's flop, bro. Flop. I'm still going to see it, though. Maybe not, but I might not even see it in theaters, to be honest.
Yeah, me either. Unless it got some crazy names in it. Yeah. If it's just Black Adam, hell no.
Yeah. Last but not least, for me at least, got the Flash. It's pretty much Spider-Man No Way Home, but the Flash.
Bootleg.
Yeah, but I think they kind of like, I don't know if they came up with the idea first, but.
Well, I think they definitely announced it, like not announced it, but like they definitely like published, not, what's the word? They broadcasted to the world first, yeah. Like, yeah. That was going to be that.
Yeah.
Spider-Man said that could keep a secret to like the week after it came out.
Well, Spider-Man wasn't even supposed to be that. It was supposed to be like Kraven the Hunter, I think. And it's like, oh, y'all want this shit? I just read today that, not to make it all about Spider-Man, I just read today that, originally the old villain was supposed to be like a cameo at the end of the movie. And then Kevin Feige was like, why not make it about them? And it's like, oh, shit. That's a good idea. All right, so Flash, bro.
Who's writing it? Is it Zack Snyder again?
No.
Is it Nigga Made Justice League?
I don't know who it is.
If it's not either of them, then it'd be, I can see it have potential.
I'm gonna say flop, but I'm watching it, bro. I'm definitely in the theaters. Flop only because
I heard DCU trying to get rid of Batman.
Yeah, they're trying to make the Flash their like one stop eraser, bro. Like everything that people don't like, they're trying to force it in Flash, make him fix it all. And I don't know how this is gonna work. It might feel rushed or like plot holy to me.
Yeah,
because Spider-Man has the I keep fucking bringing my Spider-Man. Spider-Man has the freaking luxury of like having plot holes because it's just him. It's just that nigga, you know. Flash affecting everybody. It has to fit perfectly. It's not gonna make sense, bro.
Yeah, like they're trying to erase Man of Steel, all that shit.
Yeah,
but no, I'm saying I feel like I heard they're trying to get rid of like characters like Batman and Supes, Batman and Superman.
I think they're trying to make fucking Michael Keaton the main Batman.
Not even that. I heard they're trying to replace someone, but like a black girl. I mean, Batgirl, and then Supergirl is replacing Superman.
Yeah, I think it's gonna be Batgirl and Batman.
Like, I don't, bro. Why DC makes shit so difficult, bro? It's not as hard to make a DC movie.
I know,
bro. It's really not, bro. Like, they could have damn near made the same like
formula as Marvel.
Yes, but not. It's like maybe like a little darker, okay? Because I feel like DC's a little darker than Marvel.
That's the advantage, bro. Imagine like. That's the only knock I have against Marvel movies. I wish sometimes they're a little darker.
Like, there's no reason that a Flash should not be as successful as Spider-Man, bro.
Yeah.
Like, when Flash movie come out, it should be actually the same way as No Way Home type shit, you know? Because he has the same, like, element, you know? Mm-hmm. You can go the same team route, okay?
Yeah.
Like, maybe a little older, you know? Instead of his Uncle Ben, his fucking, what happened? His mom died, and his dad gets framed. Like, bro, it's not that hard of a recipe to make a good movie with. It's literally a perfect recipe. You know, you already got a villain and you already got a whole plot.
Yeah.
Y'all fuck it up.
But yeah, and Flash is like one of the most recognizable villains, heroes.
Definitely.
You can't, I don't understand. DC got the, DC literally, if you really go, like, character, I think DC has more recognizable
heroes. Yeah, yeah. They've had
the biggest. Way characters. More.
So Superman is easily the biggest hero of all time.
Yes.
And he fucked him up. How? You kill nigga easily in two movies.
Yeah, and it's the user's like, dang, I wish freaking I don't like freaking the guy wasn't Tom Hardy's portrayal of Venom. I think Henry is a good freaking Superman.
Yeah, I
think,
know.
But the writing and the freaking, I guess the circumstances of the movie, they'd never fit him, bro.
That's like killing Captain America, Iron Man, Civil War, bro.
Yes, I don't understand.
And then proceeding to go on, expecting the shit to be good, like, bro, come on. But back on if it's a miss or flop, I think it's gonna be. I think it'd be really mid, but mid. I'm watching day one.
Yeah, definitely.
What about you, CJ?
Probably mid, cause I don't know if y'all. I remember you seeing the Flash TV show. Yeah, enough said.
Nothing better than that. It
can't be worse than that. Bro.
Yeah, it can't be worse than that. All right.
Then that's the last movie, wasn't it?
Yes.
All right. So this one, you CJ. I'm gonna let you get your opinion first. This is gonna be a hit or a flop today. Mario movie.
I knew you were about to say that. I gotta say, probably a flop, bro.
Gonna be a flop. Is it live action or is it 3D or is it like Sonic?
I'm not sure.
I don't think they're giving details for it.
So okay, what route would you prefer today? Cause y'all need the Mario stand here.
Stand, bro. I don't know stand, but I'd probably say not live action, cause probably like not 3D, but 2D animation. That'd probably be the best route.
Like some Despicable Me shit. Like Despicable Me type shit. Yeah,
something like that. But I don't think that's gonna.
Damn, Zay.
Like, I got low expectations. Not go camera.
Okay. Bro, I ain't gonna lie, bro. They got Sonic. They got Mario, bro. They building the Smash Bros. Universe, bro. They building it, bro. They gotta be.
Okay, what the hell that gonna be?
They building this Smash Bros. Universe, bro.
All that from going 2D.
They get snatched up at the end of each movie. Where the fuck am I going? Pop up in the freaking Smash Bros. Tournament, bro.
That would be dope.
Hey, man.
That would be dope.
Flop.
Oh, yeah, flop. All that being said, miss.
No, but I don't know Chris Pratt. I don't know why they keep in Chris Pratt everything, bro.
Bro, I'll never, like, I don't know Chris Pratt after that scene, if anyway. I'm sorry.
Yeah, forever blame him. What'd you do with her? What'd you do, my green bitch? What'd you do with her?
Bro, I'm telling you, bro, like I can't look at him the same, bro. I can't even look at the actor the same.
like he
wrote that shit and said he gonna do this. Like that's how I feel like when I see that, bro.
Oh man, he ran by life. I ain't gonna lie,
he really did.
All right, gaming, bro. CJ, you just recovered. I think we're done, right?
Oh, I think it's a gay man. I was like, what the fuck?
Gaming, damn.
I like, what the fuck?
CJ, it's your topic, bro. What's going on?
Gay niggas. All right, let me.
So apparently, War on the Street is we're getting a new anime game, produced by CC2.
All right, wait, who's CC2?
Niggas who made Not Storm.
Like Storm 4?
Okay. Sucks. You suck. Okay, TCC2 is niggas who produced Dragon Ball Kakarot, Storm series, the Demon Slayer series, Azura's Wrath, shit like that. They're mostly known for the anime stuff, I feel like. Mm-hmm. Then Combat Nets, and then Online, the very fucking bottom, alright? So, now we got a new anime game coming out. Announced, it's getting announced with February, you said?
Yeah, February.
Okay, well, now what you want games? What game you want today? Alright, you think it'll be a sequel or I think a brand new anime game? Wait, is it a confirmed anime game? Or just
season 2
game?
I'm not sure.
I don't think it's a confirmed anime
game. Yeah, I don't think it's confirmed.
Nigga just assuming.
Yeah. But I don't know what it is, bro.
I'm saying Bleach probably has a high probability.
If you want to see some action.
Probably has high probability of being on the radar of the next anime game. Because, you know, y'all heard the news, you know, anime's coming back next year. But
You know who should get it though? You know who should get it? You know who should get the treatment for CC2? Jujutsu Kaisen, bro.
How many characters Jujutsu Kaisen got?
They don't need it, bro. You see, Grant?
Oh, wait. Okay, it depends. Are you going for Kakarot route? Or are you going for
Kakarot route, bro?
Oh, okay.
We need to be free from the shackles of Arena Games, bro.
I agree. But
I about do like a good.
Because you bought,
I do like a good Arena Game.
Huh?
I do like a good Arena Game.
You get Kakarot, didn't play it one time.
Because I already know the story, bro.
What?
I already know the story.
You don't see anything Jets guys.
I literally was like, bro, how many times I gotta do this? How many times I gotta fight the game for this, bro? How many times I gotta see Raccoon, bro?
He had a whole game still wrapped up in plastic, bro.
Like, how many times, bro? How many times I gotta save? How many times I gotta die for Addicts, bro? I know the story. Do something new. Give me drive my superheroes or something like that. Like, then I'll play it. Motivate me, bro.
Nah.
It's a pretty looking game. I don't lie.
Because if you can't play Kakarot, I don't think you'd play Jujutsu Kaisen.
I would. Because it'll motivate you. Like, that's the only reason I haven't played Kakarot. I just know everything already. It's like,
maybe Jujutsu Kaisen, watch the whole show.
Yeah, but at least that's fresh, bro. It's not the first time. How many times you think you freaking played through the story?
Yeah, but you never played open world drama game, though.
I guess that's fair. I stopped playing a couple days ago. And I said,
Still.
Nah.
I'm good.
Personally, my gut tells me is Barto.
Barto?
Yeah, it's time. It's time for a new Naruto game.
That would be big. That'd be huge, bro.
Barto be going crazy.
They see that shit the firefighters getting, bro.
I think it's more of a chance that Barto than the Bleach.
You think so?
So yeah, Bleach still got no. Bro, it's still the weakest of three. It's still the weakest of the three.
I mean,
big three.
It still has a fan base, though, honestly.
Yeah,
but I think Barto fan base.
Not bigger than Barto.
Might be stronger. Might be stronger.
Mm. Not bigger than Barto.
At least not right now.
Because I see when Bleach come out, it's going to have this 2 weeks of hype.
Yeah.
And it's going back to like this Die Hard. I'm watching it.
That's money. That's just money sitting right on the table.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they said they wouldn't make a new Naruto game. Mm-hmm. It's Brian Barto. It's time for Barto. We haven't got a new Naruto game in a hot minute. It's time for Barto.
I actually kind of want Barto over on Bleach, to be honest. I like Bleach, but I want Barto over Bleach. I like the community of Naruto, bro. I like the fight community.
The storm shit.
Yeah, it's just good for content overall. Like, it's good.
I agree.
It's good. It's fun to watch. Funner to play. I think Grit be asked one time. So bad said, I'm never playing the game.
I'd be CJ as blind.
Grit used to fight CJ like he would put a mirror on the back of the wall. He's like, I'll fight you. I'll fight you for the mirror.
But yeah, I definitely. But if it wasn't Barto, I would like definitely Demon Slayer. They already fucking made that shit. I don't know, but I love take the take on My Hero. Mm. That'd be dope. But if it's not those, it's not anime game.
Yeah.
If it's not Barto, I don't think it'd be a new anime game.
Dang, bro, ain't even giving Bleach a second chance.
They're not making a Bleach game, bro. I'm telling you. It would not sell good. Mm-hmm. I'm saying,
but maybe like one of the classical animes, that'd be kind of fun.
I don't think they'll go back in time either. No,
yeah, Bandai is. I'm sure they had a nasty clause in it somewhere. They're so short sighted, bro. So they're not gonna risk anything, ever.
Yeah,
if it's hot, they can put it in.
Not no more. Like I don't think we ever get another One Piece Unlimited Red type shit. Mm-hmm. Like if you don't think it'll be a success. They're not making it really. Yeah. I don't know how to
put it. And they don't care about long term. So if they made a quick butt, first 2 week quick butt, not
no. Oh, that or Jump Force game, because they canceled Jump Force. So like maybe they gotta move on to the next thing. So not Jump Force, but like next Jump Stars game.
Yeah, I don't see it happening either.
I love that though.
That would be cool though, but I don't see it happening. But yeah, I wasn't gonna do the hot flat video games, but I feel like I'm taking a minute. So and we cut it kind of close on time. So I think I'm gonna save that for next week. Well, shit, I won't be here. But set up for next time. I see your Liz want me to. And I think that's about it, bro. If y'all unless you got something else.
We good?
No.
Yeah,
we good.
Alright. Thank y'all for watching this episode. Make sure y'all follow us on all our social medias. Studio Struggle for Twitter and Struggle Studio underscore for the Instagram. Again, we have a YouTube for all the listen on podcasts only. Struggle Studio, Struggle Studio on YouTube. Struggle Studio Gaming for our gaming channel on YouTube. Make sure you rate us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts. Make sure you share our links on Spotify, all that cool shit.
Wishing y'all good 2022, man.
Yes, sir. Goodbyes, all 2022.
I think the aliens dropping this year. Not gonna lie.
Shit. that new DLC.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you for watching. Deuces.
Peace.